Hello and welcome to the On Record podcast. I'm your host, Ujwala. The pandemic has changed all our lives in one way or another. But for millions of school-going children in India, the change has been devastating. Along with the closure of schools, the sudden transition to online classes has come at a huge cost. Indian newspapers have reported many stories on the price the families have had to pay. In Odisha, Rita Boy, mother of a class 8 student, sold her golden earrings to buy a smartphone. In Himachal, Kuldeep Singh sold his only cow to buy a smartphone for his daughter's online class. In Kerala, more than 60 students have committed suicide as they could not attend online classes during the lockdown. And in Nagaland, school and college students have had to trek miles together to take up the online exams. In a country where less than half of the population own a smartphone, the transition to online learning has disproportionately affected students, especially in rural India, where less than 25% of the families own a smartphone. Yet in many states, schools are using WhatsApp to send the study materials to students. When we spoke to Shahid Anwar, the principal of a government school in rural Jharkhand, he said, getting a response from even 5 students online is a surprise, as none of the 325 students in the school own a smartphone.
ये पांच बच्चा को मिनिमम काटी है सरकार की, पांचों को दिलवाइए। बच्चा के एक भी मेरे यहाँ बच्चा ऐसा नहीं है जिसके घर में एंड्रॉयड मोबाइल 24 घंटा रहता हो।
The state of government schools in India was not good even before the lockdown. They have lacked basic amenities and infrastructure like classrooms, labs and toilets for a long time. But these government schools are the only hope for millions of underprivileged children in the country. But the onset of lockdown forced all schools to shift to an online mode. WhatsApp groups were created for the distribution of study materials, and online weekly tests are conducted to monitor their performance. But a recent report by Oxfam India, which was conducted in 5 backward states, found a huge lapse in delivering education online. 80% of the parents reported that education was not being delivered during the lockdown. And the reason, they said, was parents and children are not aware of these online modes through which education is being delivered, and they do not have the devices to access education online. Also, not having an internet connection, expensive data packs and poor network have only added to their problems. The report says that 85% of rural children are excluded from the purview of online education. And since the access to digital devices for a girl student from poorer background is further less, their participation in digital learning has hit harder. Further, apart from students, teachers of the government school also face issues on delivering education online. A staggering 84% of teachers reported facing challenges in delivering education digitally, with close to half the teachers facing issues related to the internet. 2 out of every 5 teachers lack the necessary devices to deliver education digitally, notes the report. When we spoke to Mr. Kirtivas, the program in charge of Jharkhand government's digital learning platform, he acknowledged these problems but said they don't have an alternative to online education.
We cannot reach out to due to this digital divide. Doordarshan is also not very much accessible to all the students. Even the smartphones are not accessible. So that physical reaching out has not really happened. So even though we are planning all these things, that thing has not started.
The government's guideline on education delivery has not been inclusive, and there is a need to focus on non-digital alternatives of education so that we don't leave behind millions of less privileged children in the country. When we spoke to Professor Farhat Hassan from Delhi University, he said these non-inclusive methods of imparting education would further increase the disparity between people who have resources and those who don't.
Internet can and does create a huge disparity between the privileged groups and the socially backward and socially inferior class. Okay. That's one problem. The second is that it also depends on what we mean by education. Education is not about loading information.
Our country suddenly jumped into an online mode from the night the lockdown was announced, changing the way we live, learn, work and socialize. But some government school teachers who found it difficult to teach online are coming up with inclusive ways of reaching out to their students. A report by ANI showed a government school principal in Jharkhand's Dumka who taught students with no access to smartphone at their doorsteps.
हमने शिक्षा आपके द्वार कार्यक्रम को इसलिए भी चला के रखा है ताकि बच्चे अपने द्वार पर ही पढ़ाई कर सके अभिभावक बच्चे के द्वार पर ही आप देख रहे हैं कि ब्लैक बोर्ड का निर्माण किया गया है 100 से अधिक ब्लैक बोर्ड का निर्माण हमारे ग्रामीणों ने अभिभावकों ने शिक्षकों और सबों ने मिल करके बना डाला है
He and other teachers from the school turned the walls of the village into blackboards and taught the students using loudspeakers. The pandemic has affected all of us, but the poor are the worst hit, and our governments need to see the ground reality in the country and come up with policies which include the marginalized and underprivileged before it is too late. Thank you for listening to the On Record podcast. Our next episode will be out in a week. You can connect with us on Twitter @OnRecordPodcasts. We'll be back soon.